Captain Leone gave the sketch of a salute to a couple of duty techs as they passed, getting the same in return. Since the downing of the vessel and his ascension to captaincy, he'd slackened off the rules about discipline. But on some level, Leone still felt like an imposter in his position of command. He glanced out of a viewport and into the constant sleeting rain, glimpsing the blurry shapes of the landing field's hangar, the township, and the derelict refinery beyond. There was too much mist to see the coastline from here, but he could smell it. The salty metallic brine of losing hands seas permeated everything, even the deep sections of the transport. Not a day went by that Leone didn't think about the night of the crash landing, the chaos of fighting the helm all the way down from low orbit as the ship was captured by the ocean planet's gravity well. Those desperate moments as he struggled to bring them down in one piece on the landing strip, instead of planting the ship in the middle of the colony. It had been a damn good touchdown, if you stepped back to think about it, and he'd done it without AI assistance. A few degrees either way, and dark was the night, would have ended up in the sea or flattened against the mountains. Instead, it was here, never to take sky again, casting a slab-sided shadow over the same fishermen who had daubed their hate for the UNSC across the hull. If Leone closed his eyes, he could still see the moment when they had lost Rosarita. The transport's artificial intelligence had disintegrated in the chaos of the Covenant attack that had nearly ended them. The enemy bombardment ripped through the vessel's systems like a flash fire and left them to perish just after they entered slipspace. Without the AI to help maintain it, Dark Was the Night began a death spiral of critical malfunctions that meant the crew's only hope was to make an emergency planetfall. Crashing out on the perimeter of the outer colonies, where chances came thin on the ground, they had found no other choice. But their arrival on Losing Hand could not have been more catastrophic for the outpost of people living there when the ship demolished the colony's vital wind farms as it hard landed. Anything else? Leone stopped in the main bay and helped himself to a heavy weather parka hanging on a bulkhead. Solar flares are kicking off again. Mar paused. The usual issues with the power core. He indicated the heavy cables snaking out of the open loading hatch and away across the landing field. Too high a load for too small a reactor. Leone accepted that with a nod. Tell Chang I'll have a word with the locals. Again. For what good it'll do.